producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
At 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli on the Good Day program.
Hello, hello, hello.
Explaining how they feel about things, the reality of their world as it couples with your world. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The number of children in our country that are under foster care. Ever give this any thought?
Yes.
Yes, actually, because I'm thinking about adopting.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
A child?
Wow. No, a dog.
That's right.
Yes, of course a child.
You've got so much time. Why not?
Well, Jennifer, how in the world are you going to adopt a child?
You'll miss me, won't you? Maybe my appearance on the Good Day Show might be only a couple of days a week, but you never know. I mean, look. Having kids is on my agenda of things I really want to do, and I want to really do it.
But you have your father.
That's true.
This is true.
And I have you, and I have Rich, but I have Roberta.
You don't need any more children than us.
But you know what? I have not met the person yet, at least that I think, that, you know, I can give me the children that I want. And so, you know, at some point, I'm not getting any younger. You're going to have to make some tough decisions. I'm not saying it's going to be tomorrow or maybe even next year, but I've been thinking about it, and I've actually been saving some money.
It's a great
thing. There you go.
Yeah, you'll love it.
So would you adopt an infant or an older child, do you think?
I don't know. I would. And here's the other thing that I've struggled with is, you know, do you just get inseminated or do you adopt? But there's so many kids that need homes, and even though I, you know, as a single person, I know not every adoption agency will
I
work
think
you
should
you.
Adopt a dog and a child at the same time.
I'd rather have the child.
And by the way, add an addition to your house.
Yeah,
go
right.
Side with all of
yeah.
them.
Well, she can do that. That's pretty easy. There's a lot of cardboard that's at the local dumps. You can just use that on the back of the house.
Add on a whole upper level.
Right. Yep. Perfect.
Yeah, so I've thought about
you know what?
Kids. Yes.
I'm trying to imagine your father as a grandfather as well as I.
He is so excited.
Oh, he would love it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, no, he'd be great.
He's like, I wish you had some kids already. He's like, I just want to stay home on the weekends and play with them. I'm like, perfect, you can have them on the weekend.
Yeah, right. And you can have them early in the morning when I'm on the radio.
So you can just have them all the, I mean, and my mom's retired now. It's actually, I have a nice support group around me, which is pretty good.
Dad would be bringing them bottles of grape juice as young toddlers.
Get out of there, drink wine.
Yeah, right. All right, well, that's interesting. That's good to know.
You know,
but if you're going to leave me, you're fired.
Because that's the way it has to work around here.
Yes.
That's just mean. I'm saying it's down the road.
Down the road again. All right, Reese, what's on your alleged mind?
I think we should look into middays. It should be Doug Steffen's good there midday.
You know, you say that. Don't be facetious. There are a lot of people who want me to do this program
well,
from 9
what?
Until
I'm
noon.
I'm one of them. Add my name to the list.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Reese, anyway, what were you saying?
Well, my adopted daughter and I were just looking at a photo album that we have from when she was in foster care in Colombia. And so she looks at all the pictures, and she breaks this little album out every now and then, and we talk about the lady. She doesn't remember her. She was only from 5 months old to 11 months old when we got her. But she looks at the pictures, and she loves looking at that book of her as a little baby in foster care.
Well, the reason I'm asking the question is because for the first time in 10 years, there's been a notable increase in the number of children in foster care in our country. The number now is 415,000 plus in the foster care system. That's up from 401,000, 14,000 more. There were in, I think it was just after World War, listen to me, after September 11th, the peak was 524,000 children in foster care. Don't know what the correlation is, but it was down and then up and down.
Poverty level.
Maybe I'm reading too much into 2002.
Poverty level is at unbelievable high rates right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that has to have a lot to do with it.
So is there a way, and that's what Jennifer just addressed, that you would get involved in foster care? Do you know somebody? If you're not involved, have you thought you wanted to be? Do you know somebody who is? There's that on one side. And then why are there? Richie says that it's because of the economy. What does that mean? You just throw your kid out on the street and say, here you go, child.
No.
Is that how it works?
I just think that people have situations.
Well, but please explain. How does one become a foster child and then a foster parent? How does that happen?
Think about the dad problem that we're already having in this country. You see it a lot in Black America where there just aren't dads present anymore. Very easy for them to leave. So if you have then just one parent, and this is what I struggle with my own situation. I don't know if I want to do this without somebody else. You know, I mean, that's a real struggle for me, because I think kids they thrive most in a, you know, dual parent home. But
absolutely everything,
you know, and that's a real struggle. But I would say that once you have the dads out of the picture, and then you have moms who are having to work, provide, most times they have a lot of kids, all of a sudden maybe the state comes in and takes them away, maybe they decide that they can't do it and they give them up. I mean, you don't hear a lot of people talking about adoption as a alternate choice to abortion these days. You hear the abortion story so often. I don't know how many people actually give their kids up from adoption at birth, or how many get taken away somewhere longer, you know.
Well, that was another question. How much more active is the government in taking children away from their parents? I think there's more of that now.
I think
there's
a lot of that.
You're probably right.
Some of it's appropriate, some of it's not.
Know someone, you know, a few degrees of separation, but know someone who had three foster kids and started abusing them, which I think is also pretty prevalent in that world, sadly. And at 12 years in prison, and that was a plea deal. That's it's if he goes in and pleads out.
Those people who do that,
years.
Well, remember
they
the
should
story
be shot.
About the free range parents a month or two ago, you know, here locally outside of Washington D.C.
Government comes and says
the
no.
Government wanted to take their kids and did take their kids away shortly because they let them walk three blocks home from the park by themselves.
By the way.
You're right, Doug. How much of that is just government intervention?
I think they're cooking their own books, frankly. But an interesting study that's out today. And I'm going to say it again, Doug. In a moment, women on money. Maybe a different sort of woman. I want to talk to Roberta and Jennifer, who are both very responsible with their money, and see what they think about how women might appear, if you will. You get the drift of where I'm going. 13 and change after the hour. This is Good Day.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of safety features. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It's no secret that the United States is the most lawsuit-happy country on earth. All the statistics comparing litigation in developed countries bear that out. But one question we often hear is, which states within the United States have the most lawsuits? People want to know if excessive litigation has an impact on job creation in their own state. It's an important question, and now a Harris poll ranks the 50 states on how fair and reasonable their legal systems are perceived to be by U.S. job creators. In its 2015 Lawsuit Climate Survey, the experts at Harris Interactive polled corporate attorneys across America to find out if the level of litigation in each state discourages job growth. Let's be fair, we can't list all 50 states here, but we can tell you that the four best states are Delaware, Vermont, Nebraska, and Iowa.
The four worst rankings went to California, Illinois, Louisiana, and West Virginia. To find out how your state ranks or to get more information, visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Everybody say hi to our Facebook friends, Matthew Cahan and Kristen Kennedy.
Hello.
Listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Who writes on their timeline? Do you write things in your timeline, Jennifer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really? What's the last posting you did?
Well, let me tell you. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, I think, oh, God, you guys are going to go, ooh. The last posting I have is the video of my interview with Mike Huckabee.
Really? Yeah, that is. I saw that.
We were looking at you. Did you watch the video? Watch the video.
I did not. I think Meredith didn't. She thought it was cool, but she's one of your biggest fans anyway.
Yes.
So, anyway, the Pope is talking about climate change with people here in America, talking about immigration with people here in America, and inequality. Some of the things that will make Congress uneasy, the president uneasy, but why wouldn't we want to address some of these things? I go back to leadership. We need leadership on all of these fronts, and so I think that's why he is. I have no real agenda here with him other than I like his. I want to every once in a while point out some of the things that he's doing that I think need to be done. There has to be some modification when you're dealing with these issues, and he's reasonable. He has a reasonable mind. All of these things are admittedly a problem, but how do you reasonably solve them? Something that the United States Congress, the United States government hasn't been able to figure out because they're not reasonable. The people, most of the policies in this country are unreasonable, unreliable, and frankly, unworkable. When it comes, other than how they take care of themselves. Speaking of the government, Secretary of the Treasury says that it may be next summer we will add a woman to a piece of currency. Why is this so dramatic? Why haven't there been women already?
I don't know. There have been. What about the Susan B. Anthony half dollar? I mean,
yeah, that's
right?
True. It was a dollar and it didn't go anywhere because it was a coin. Right. Too bad it didn't because it saved us a lot of money.
But
coins
not the first time,
and that denomination
right?
are smart. I don't know when it was before that. Do you know when there was another attempt for a woman on currency?
I don't know. I just think it's weird to pull off what's on currency right now
and change
it around.
But you go back to the 1920s when there was no women couldn't vote. It's the same. Hello. Why is this a discussion? If they're important women, we have a patriarchal society. Men created the Constitution. You don't see any women's names on the Constitution. Men have created a lot of the things that we live by. And I suggest to you one of the problems that we have in the world is that men create a lot of the things that we live by. Women are much better at so many things, but here we are, and I'm doing it myself to a point, women are better at. Instead of these people are better at because they're more qualified, is it that we need a woman president? No. We need a qualified president for a change. Do we need a woman
but
to
don't
run?
Disqualify her if she's a woman.
No, well, that's
right?
The point.
Yeah.
Women
let
have been disqualified
be qualified.
Just
yeah.
because they're women.
I'm looking at other countries who have already put women on currency.
Yeah.
Syria.
Syria.
A woman.
Really?
One of their bills.
That's pretty embarrassing when they beat
a former queen. Yeah. They beat us to the punch.
Sure. Yeah, right.
The Philippines.
Hello.
Turkey. Mexico.
Right on it. We're supposedly the most progressive country in the world. 21 after on Good Day.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As we go through with frequency songs that are important to our fairly recent history. This is Gloria Estefan, one of my faves. Number one during this week in 1989 with Don't Wanna Lose You, a musical tribute to Gloria Estefan is appropriate. It's 24 past the hour on Good Day, and at this point in each hour we have some musical reference, so we're going to go through a bunch of number one songs from some of these dates that are close by. So Wilson Phillips, Richie, number one during this week in 1990 with Release Me.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
Love it.
Great harmony. Yeah. Beautiful harmonies.
Nice job. Why did they go away?
I don't know. It just kind of, they ran their course.
Yeah, you think?
Although they were on tour, you know, not maybe last year they toured through Southern California. They were in like a small venue in Thousand Oaks, but I was kind of wanting to go see them.
Yeah. All right, here's the number one song this week in 1991 by a group called Color Me Bad. That's a translation. I adore is me more.
No.
Yeah.
He's saying I love
my love. Yeah. I adore my love.
Right.
I adore. I adore me more. Number one. Who's Color Me Bad? Who's in that group, Jen Jen?
I don't remember their name, but they were popular for a little while. I think they only had one album.
It's funny how these groups, like, I don't know Color Me Bad, but I know it Boys to Men.
Boys to Men was a much more serious group.
They were.
Yeah.
Number one this week in 1992, End of the Road by Boys to Men. Crank it up, Richie. Just imagine yourself dancing to this.
Yeah, this is like my prom era.
Right,
I think, yeah.
It's a wedding song.
All right, wait a minute. Richie, did you do end of this? What's this mean?
This song's actually about dying, Rich. Funny how you think it's a wedding song.
All right, Richie.
Yeah.
Boyz II Men were number one during This Week in 1992 with End of the Road, and then skipped to This Week in 1994 when Boyz II Men were number one with I'll Make Love to You. I think the two songs sound a lot alike. Don't you?
Yeah.
Jen, don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Not that that's bad. It's a formula.
This one's a little more like getting it on music, though. Feel the rhythm.
Yeah.
Move your body to the rhythm, and you'll see what they want you to be.
So this is music to go to sleep by?
If you want to sleep. How boring is that?
You go to sleep afterwards.
Oh, really, Roberta? Thank you for explaining it to me like that. Yeah. Hi, Mariah Carey.
Sometimes, if you're with not the right person, you go to sleep beforehand.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Or during.
All right, Richie, let's do a comparison here. You got this song, which is number one during This Week in 1995, Mariah Carey and Fantasy. But if you fast backwards to This Week in 1993, she was number one with Dream Lover. Which I think is the better of the two songs. Yes, Jen? No?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Richie, let's crank this one up. Yeah. It's a good song. And then move it fast forward. Three of the songs that were number ones during the various years in the 90s, she was number one in This Week in 1997 with Honey, Mariah Carey. See, this doesn't do anything for me. Dream Love is a good song.
Yeah, I like Dream Love.
Right. So you want to go back?
Back when her voice was like great.
Yeah, it was smooth.
Oh, look, and then speaking of another beautiful woman with a great voice. Oh no, it's Steve Tyler. Sorry.
Close.
I don't want to miss a thing. Number one This Week, 1978 by Aerosmith. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Contrary to popular belief that everyone is online, most very small businesses aren't fully plugged into the internet. However, the majority of these firms still expect to create their own website within 2 years. Stephen Aldridge of GoDaddy explains.
We surveyed 4,000 small businesses around the world, but found that nearly 60% don't have a website today. Business owners gave us three reasons they don't have a site. They think they're too small, lack the technical know-how, or think the cost is too high. What we found, actually, was that business owners can build a website if they can create a Word document and can afford it if they can spend as little as $1 a month. And every business needs to be findable on the Internet since prospects start their buying process online. 59% of those businesses already on the web have seen their revenues grow as their website increased awareness and helped them reach more customers.
For more survey results, visit garage.godaddy.com. That's garage.godaddy.com.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Government shutdown. We have to deal with that yet again and again. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler busy helping us put all the pieces together on the program. The status of certain politicians always seems to be something of interest and import to many of you, and I guess many of us. So, Scott Walker's out. Rick Perry's out. Who's next?
Bobby you Jindal. Want my prediction?
Yeah, Jindal. Bobby Jindal.
Maybe Jindal, maybe Pataki. I would say Rand Paul's not too far away.
You said that yesterday, and I wondered why. Isn't he?
Well, Rand Paul?
Yeah.
He's not doing that well in the polls right now. And here's the thing. He's also running concurrently with his presidential campaign, a campaign for the Senate. I would believe that if he doesn't see a jump in the numbers, even though he really wants to be the president, he's still really young. He can focus on the Senate campaign, win that, and still try again. So,
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised to see him go.
Plus, in the state of Kentucky, you can't do both, so he's going to have to make a choice.
Really?
And he's going to choose Senate. You can be
when did that happen, Kenny? Is because some states they don't.
That's just the law in Kentucky. He hasn't officially filed, I think, to run for the Senate yet.
So and yet he did well enough to be in the premier spot in the two debates, so that's not bad.
Yeah, I think you'd see, I think, honestly, if Christie hadn't done so well in the last debate, I think he would have been the next to go. But he actually did pretty well, and he got a little bump in his number.
Christie.
Not that I think, not that I think he's got a chance, but he got a temporary life raft.
Right, so let's go into Ben Carson's statement and his reaffirmation of what he said about having a Muslim president. He said, I'm trying to understand this, so maybe you can all help me a little bit here. He absolutely stood by his comments, Ben Carson said, about not supporting a Muslim president, while also clarifying that he was referring to Muslims who had not rejected Islamic Sharia law. He said, quote, we don't put people at the head of our country whose faith might interfere with them carrying out the duties of the Constitution. Let's see here. If you're a Christian and you're running for president and you want to make this country into a theocracy, I'm not going to support you. I'm not going to advocate you being the president. Now, if somebody has a Muslim background and they're willing to reject those tenets and to accept the way of life that we have and clearly will swear to place our Constitution above our religion, then, of course, they'll be considered infidels and heretics. But at least I would then be quite willing to support them.
He is right about this because Muslims...
No, it goes against the Constitution. He's wrong.
Well, no, just let me give you this little piece here. He, first of all, gets an opinion, like everybody does, like you do, Ken, like Doug and Roberta and Rich and I. We all get an opinion. So this is just an opinion question to him, whether he would support a Muslim for president, and he said no, and he's giving you reasons why. Now, under the Constitution, I'm with you, under the Constitution, anybody that wants to run for the presidency that was born here can do that. But here's why it would be really hard for many people to support a Muslim running for the office, and that's because Muslims that operate their lives under Sharia law, which is what people do when they are Muslim, they take a vow. They say that their religion comes before anything else. And so what Ben Carson is saying is, under our Constitution says it's the Constitution first, your religion second. And so there's no way that someone who follows Sharia law could gel with that under our Constitution. There's no way. That's what he's saying. It's his opinion, and he can't be attacked for it.
It can be, but whether it's appropriate or not, of course he can be attacked for it. But Kenny, what do you
think? When you take the oath of office as president, you are taking an oath to uphold the Constitution first. So any whatever your religion is irrelevant.
So could a Muslim who follows Sharia law be able to do that? The answer is no. They could not take that oath.
Then why is, if you want to really get strict about this, if you want to be strict about this, then the Pope shouldn't be meeting with the president today. The Pope should not be meeting with the president.
But the Pope isn't coming before the Constitution, Doug. I mean,
can I get to the bottom line of this from my perspective? I wouldn't vote for him being whoever is the Muslim is running, any more than I'd vote for Mike Huckabee. They both are two peas in a pod. If you take the information here, and I think, I'm not disagreeing with him. I didn't finish my statement. I'm not disagreeing with Carson. I'm not sure. He said to go on further, under Islamic law, homosexuals, men, women alike, have to be killed. Women must be subservient. People following their religions, other religions have to be killed. And then he acknowledges there are a lot of peaceful Muslims who don't adhere to these beliefs, but until these tenets are renounced, I couldn't advocate any Muslim candidate for president.
And if you're a supporter of gay marriage, just to continue on here, you couldn't support a Muslim running for the presidency either, because under Islamic law, homosexuals are supposed to be killed. But women have to be subservient. We wouldn't be able to vote anymore.
He's smart because he's making himself the issue and therefore he gets more ink. What I'm saying is that all of these people who are religionists, all the people who wear their sleeve are unqualified to be president.
How do you feel about it now?
How do I feel about Carson?
Does this bring him back off of the, you're worried about him?
There's a lot of gray areas with him and me. I'm not sure that I have a good, solid position on him, Richie. I think rather than say I would vote for him or not vote for him,
you know what,
there's an in and out with him and me. He's not as supercilious as Trump is. He's not as focused as Carly Fiorina. Those two are the best of the candidates. Carson, you got to know a lot more about him, but there's nobody else on that stage other than Kasich that I really kind of like as either a politician, as somebody in the know, as somebody somebody who has goodwill. I think Kasich has tremendous goodwill. I think Fiorina is very smart. I think Trump's getting all the headlines. I don't know among those people. The rest of them are losers as far as I'm concerned.
Who would you vote for today? If the election were today, who would you vote for?
And those people are all on the dais?
Everybody that is, yeah, you can even, you know what, I'm going to give you
presidential
back
or
Perry,
presidential.
And I'm going to give you back Walker. You give me your dream ticket.
I would. You don't need to give them back to me.
I know, but I'm going to give them to you anyway.
Probably Fiorina.
Who do you want as your VP?
Kasich.
May not be too far off.
Yeah, may not.
I can do that. But I have to let you hear this one Doug Steffen moment that Ben Carson had yesterday during his during his speech. See if you can spot the Doug Steffen statement that he uses here. Hold on.
I said I would support anyone. If, again, it seems to be hard for people to actually hear English and understand it.
There you go. Ding-de-ling-de-ling-de-ling-de-ling-ding.
Now Doug likes that.
A little more in my camp after that, Richie. Thank you for passing that along. In a moment, we meet Laura Barron Lopez, who covers Congress for the Huffington Post, discussing with us the possibility of another government shutdown. Believe it or not, the reasons for it, we've discussed all this Planned Parenthood stuff, more gobbledygook, and how does it play? All right, I was about to get into my own hegemonious here, but I'll hold it until Ms. Barron Lopez joins us in a moment here on Good Day. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used Genucel and gotten the results that you wanted to. Genucel gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used Genucel the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of Genucel at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by WebBank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Avant California loans are made under Finance Lenders License 603K124. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the Four Healthiest Hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screenings. Sponsored by Tylenol and Metamucil. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for answers to all your questions about how to choose the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $220 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $220 less. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 10-3. Valid in store and online while supplies last.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then
I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and Richie and I have Laura Barone-Lopez with us, who covers Congress for the Huffington Post. She's been around and knows her way into the politics of government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The political games, you write about the political games, the gamesmanship, maybe. May I call you Laura? Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So this whole business with Planned Parenthood, kind of a specious way to work around the issue. Where really is this at the moment? Is there a chance from your perspective that government gets shut down at the end of the month?
There could be, just because of the lack of time that they have. So today, actually, both chambers are out, which isn't helping. Thursday, they're set to the Senate is set to have the vote that I mentioned in my story, which is a measure that would fund the government through December 11th, but it would also defund Planned Parenthood for 1 year, which is, you know, a measure that Democrats have said they will absolutely not vote for, and on top of it, President Obama has vowed to veto it.
So what's the political chicanery here? Who gains from threatening the shutdown? And if it's just a threat, why waste a lot of time talking about it? If they don't have the votes, the Democrats aren't going to vote for it, the president won't sign the bill, why are we wasting our time worrying about this?
Well, that point is exactly the one that Senator Kelly Ayotte, a Republican from New Hampshire, was trying to make yesterday evening on the Senate floor. She was saying, look, I asked these same questions in 2013 when we shut down the government in order to try and defund Obamacare, and that didn't work. We didn't end up defunding Obamacare. And so it's basically the same exact storyline right now. And the reason that they're doing it is because party leaders, Republican party leaders like Mitch McConnell and John Boehner, are trying to find a way to appease their hardliners in their caucus, their more conservative members who are very upset about this recent Planned Parenthood video that came out.
Interesting that they don't have enough of a wide sort of scope on this. They could easily fix the problem by suggesting they want to defund all 501c3 charities, because in my estimation, none of them ought to be supported under any circumstances. We are being penalized in a way by having somebody else's judgment on a charity come out of our pocket. You want to support them? Great, you support them. Don't take money from me to try to support something that I don't in the main support. And I think that's part of it. There's a certain aspect to this that does play around the video that's been talked about a great deal, including by Ms. Fiorina last week. But that's not really the issue for me anyway. I just am tired of money going to all of these places. I mean, look at the Red Cross is getting, frankly, appropriately scrutinized by due to its large size and their inability to do what they say they're going to do. They're breaking all their promises to the people who donate to them. And so in this circumstance, why doesn't somebody come up with that as a solution, Laura?
Well, I think that the more moderate or the other Republicans that are trying to say, look, I don't want to shut down the government in order to take a stand on this when we know it isn't going to result in anything. I'd rather go about it with a more logical plan, a plan that either targets their practices or a plan that, you know, like you said, specifically make sure that taxpayer money doesn't go to certain organizations, not just Planned Parenthood, but other organizations that the party, you know, feels like they aren't in line with. So that's something that is being floated, and is probably, they probably are going to be producing some legislation later on in the year, and possibly next year, something that they feel is more logical and won't create a shutdown over it. But the problem is that they are going... Go ahead.
How much attention is being paid to Kelly Ayotte, who is the freshman senator of New Hampshire? She's made quite a bit of noise in a positive sense. She's called a lot of attention to herself. She's quite well-respected, is she not?
Yes, she is. She's very well-respected. And she isn't the only one that feels this way. Speaking to Senator John McCain yesterday from Arizona, he also said that, you know, that a clean resolution to fund the government is the way the Senate and the House should go. And there are other people within their caucus that feel that way as well.
So,
and, of course, the Democrats all feel that way.
There are plenty of Republicans who will vote against this, then, it sounds like. You've done a head count. Sounds like on the Senate side, the House side, there are plenty of Republicans who are not going to go for this.
The Republicans, that even if they may not want it to go this direction because of the fact that they don't want to be seen not voting against Planned Parenthood, especially ones that may be up for re-election, they might still vote for this knowing that it won't have the vote.
Yeah.
In the Senate, there's no way that it'll have the vote to move forward.
But it's all based on the complete ignorance, which is too bad under the circumstances. All right, Laura, thank you. Laura Baron Lopez from the Huffington Post on the government shutdown possibilities. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A winning attitude, and I say, let's give him a shot. What do you say?
Hang on a sec. I think I might want to have a little time just to think it over.
Do you want the job or not, Snack Shack?
Earth, Wind, and Fire music gets us started on movie moments. This was used memorably near the end of Night at the Museum, the first one of those in 2006. Go ahead, Richard. Make me
run. I ought to punch you in the nose, Hopscotch. He looks like a weirdie. Well, he
people you really don't realize.
Right.
That's what Mickey, I was going to say Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney was really like.
Yeah, he was a tough guy.
he was a hard-nosed guy.
Yeah, tough guy. So he was born on this day in 1920. That's why we focus on him and his part, at least in this movie, Night at the Museum. We get started with movie moments, always with movie music. Thanks to Earth, Wind, and Fire for that. And thanks to Chuck Curry for being here today. He's going to present us with some fascinating movie news just around the corner here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you have a problem you want to solve? Well, who doesn't? Would you like to know how to come up with a solution quicker and faster? Easy. Rent a funny movie. Here's the science of it. Researchers wanted to know if a funny approach or a more serious approach improved problem-solving abilities. So they found two groups of people. Now, one group watched a funny movie. The other watched a movie about mass.
Oh, bogus.
Then everyone got the same exact problem to solve.
Hey, I got a problem here.
The winner, the people who watched the funny movie. In fact, after watching a funny movie, they were able to solve the problem quicker, faster, and funnier than the bored, stiff math movie watchers.
That was easy.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Poke fun at a problem and solve it faster. If you're too serious, it slows down everything, even problem solving. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, Richie.
Dudley.
Twice a good pope.
We always have these little intermingling conversations going on. Now, Chuck, who's normally here to discuss his feelings about videos and DVDs, all of the things that have to do with movies, et cetera, but he has a strong streak of interest in baseball. For example, those sucky Mets seem to attract a great deal of his attention, Richie, right?
Yeah, I can't say much about them. They're beating my Nationals.
All right. And the two of you love talking about that.
Yep.
Yeah. I just want people to know that Chucker is not unidimensional, but he's multidimensional. He has a great focus on lots of different things going on. And I think you even have a blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, where you express yourself on things not just entertainment-oriented, don't you?
I did. I don't really keep it updated too much, but people don't want to see it anyway.
People want to see what you're thinking, Chucker. Let's talk about what you're thinking today.
I was a pretty good athlete. I was a good baseball player.
Yeah.
I played center field.
Yeah.
I was a good football player, really good wide receiver. And I actually played baseball with Joe Torre's son, Mike, in Joe Torre Little League, Brooklyn, New York, about 30-something years ago.
Really? Was he any good?
He was a really good, and he was a really good guy. He was a catcher. I was a pitcher in the center fielder. We played on the All-Star team.
Oh, good for you. All right, see, he amazes us every day with the breadth and dimension.
He's a real guy.
Yeah, he is a real guy. All right, so what's going on in the movie news department? Let's talk about some things that aren't so real.
Okay, first it was Dan Aykroyd, then Bill Murray. Yesterday I said Ernie Hudson. Well, Annie Potts is the latest original character from the Ghostbuster franchise to get a cameo in the latest female Ghostbuster movie directed by Paul Feig. Now, I don't get it. If you're going to have all these original characters back,
put them in
at least in some, why can't we simply see a Ghostbusters 3?
Yeah, bingo.
I mean, you could do both. I mean, considering that these characters, Annie Potts, Aykroyd, Murray, are going to play different characters than they did in the original Ghostbusters movie, which I think is somewhat of a disappointment. It would be fun to see them, but, I mean, that is what that is. Some other news, strong network interest in a developing TV series based on the Jack Ryan character that was very popular in movies. Alec Baldwin played him, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Ryan Gosling. Reportedly, producers are going to turn it into a weekly TV show. And all the major networks reportedly have a strong interest in bidding on the project. Other movie news, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation has done $124 million alone in China. That's the biggest movie ever that is non-3D. That is an enormous
damn
market.
Chinese.
That's just funny.
It is funny. Yeah. God love it.
I'll go see Mission Impossible.
Right. Maybe it ought to be a Mission Impossible show of the Chinese and the bad guys. And the next one, see how far. All right, that goes over there.
Rough Tom Cruise.
Yep. Hi, Chucker. You know what a Chucker is, so right? I explained it. A Chucker is a period of playing polo, like, you know, the quarters in football, that sort of thing, an inning in baseball. A Chucker
my
is.
My mother. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Chuck Curry on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.